Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, my little Apple updates?
Hi.
What up?
Hi.
Android?
I hate it.
God, Katie's been going off since she got here today. I don't like the Apple update on my phone. Well, the computer's watching me, and it's running too slow now. And everything is see-through.
Yeah.
And I'm
things.
Old and
no,
cranky.
And that last part, though, like, that's why I didn't want to say anything. But I decided to do that update in the middle of the grocery store, which was a bad idea. So I couldn't clip
frick?
My digital coupons, Jer.
Why would you do that in the grocery store?
I don't know. I just, because it kept bothering me. I'm like, fine, update, do it. Like, and I didn't realize, man, it shut it off, the little Apple
like
with the
40
bar.
Gigs or something.
Yeah, the little Apple with the bar going across the screen popped, up. And I was like, oh, no, this is a serious update.
I guess I'm not getting my coupons
today. Yeah, exactly.
Today.
I could have saved $5 more. But anyway, I didn't like the changes that it made. I don't like, and again, you said maybe my phone's just a little slow. I have to figure out something.
We discovered your phone is newer than mine, and it's working like easy peasy mac and cheesy on my phone.
Yeah,
but yours might be full of viruses. Just a hunch.
You go to a lot of peculiar sites.
You sure do.
It's going to take some time to get used to. I don't dig the, it seems like there's AI in my phone now, and every time I ask it a command, it takes a second and then gets back
like
to
what?
Me.
What do you mean you're
That's
asking?
What
do you ask?
Like, well, I just mean, like, I'll go and I'll hit messages. And even that, like, it took a second for my face ID screen to pop up there.
Sure.
So I'll go to my messages. It takes a second. Then it pops up.
And it'll help you write your messages.
If you go
to Safari to search stuff, it'll give you
some
AI options.
You can turn all that off, though, Katie.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to explain to her. I was like, get in there.
To go in and do that. Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to go figure it all out. But right now,
you're talking slow like your phone.
I don't like the robot in my phone.
Is it scaring you?
Not necessarily scaring me. It's just annoying me. And I get enough of that. I'm like, I don't need my phone to annoy me on top of everything else.
They
have a
ChatGPT thing now, too, where it's, you know, completely integrated and the Apple intelligence. So you're getting like double AI on your phone. And I went ahead and turned everything off because, you know, it throws up those disclaimers, too, that it's reading everything that you're writing, essentially, and sending it back to these companies.
Oh, no, I better turn that off.
I know. I've heard about the pictures
companies
you send.
Let's help you write this better.
The interns at Apple are like, oh, we're watching Katie's phone.
Make
all
it better.
Day.
Turn to the left a little. That shadow is not doing
any
favors.
There's a lot of side boob on this lady's phone. So, that's kind of what freaked me out, that it's like everything is being recorded and sent back to these companies to, you know, enhance their programs and all that. But I will say at times, like when writing emails and stuff, I like it when I can click on it and it'll give me a better way to write it. And it just looks a little more
professional,
well-educated, you know. Me look pretty, you know.
I should probably use that feature.
I'd like to be able to pick and choose a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
make me sound better.
Well, I'm sorry that your phone's scaring you right now.
Well, it's fine.
I like the glass look, though.
I love it.
I love all the clear buttons. I like what they've done with the lock screen now, with the bigger clock numbers and the layering you can do on there. I think it's really pretty right now, but I don't know.
Well, and have you seen what you can do with the actual messaging? You can put
backgrounds and stuff.
I know.
I love it.
I've got pretty clouds with knickknack. And it's funny because we had this conversation because I changed it and then it changes on their end too.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, hey, be really careful with what you're changing your backgrounds to on your text conversations. Because say you got somebody that you don't like and you're texting with them and you make the background you mooning them or something.
Yeah, piece of poop.
A piece of poop is my background. It'll come up on their phone as a piece of poop. She's like, be careful.
Ooh.
I was like, I was not aware of this.
That's a pro tip for sure because...
Yeah. So I am very careful about
it. I was wondering why you changed mine to now.
Yeah, right?
That piece of poop.
Wait a second.
It was poo-poo. So, okay, well, yeah, there you go. We're updated on Katie's phone.
Yay.
The only thing that went on with me last night, I'm a worried father now because my daughter is getting pretty hot and heavy into cheerleading. And she's now been promoted to... She's like a stunter, top of pyramid, a flyer. So now all these little girls who can barely lift a spoon
are
throwing her into the air, and she's got to do magic stunts.
Twists, yeah.
And then they've got to catch her. And I guess last night she came down pretty hard, Nicole was telling me. I wasn't at the practice and jacked up her arm a little bit. But I'm seriously kind of concerned, you
know?
Well,
yeah.
You're entrusting your daughter's life with the lives of...
And I know some of these girls that are holding her in the air, and I'm like, they can barely dress themselves.
Yeah.
One of them look like she hasn't washed her hair in about
That's
6 months.
That's who we're trusting down there, really?
I know. And I'm like,
Shelby, really?
Shelby. And Nicole's like, it's fine, because they've got, I think, like one high school girl with like on the backside kind of helping. But I'm like, I don't think that's enough still. So anyway, I didn't realize cheerleading was so damn dangerous.
Oh my gosh.
Before we signed her up.
It's bad.
Does Nicole have to like calm herself down? Like, because I imagine... Anyone who, I remember one time Zoe fell off the monkey bars and a little girl pushed her. Boy, you had to hold me back from that little girl. Like, I was so ready to go up and get in that little girl's kitchen, and it took me a minute to talk myself through it. Like, you cannot yell at someone else's child.
You cannot. I seriously feel like she had it coming, though.
Like, well, but I'm saying, does Nicole find herself in that situation where she has to? Because, I mean, when your baby gets hurt, whoever did it.
She's tense. She's a little tense.
Yeah.
Nicole was a cheerleader, too, so she kind of gets all of this. So I think she's a little more chill than me, where I'm like, all I'm thinking about is concussions.
What you should do is
neck braces.
Sign her up for dance. Because the dancers are different than cheerleaders.
Yeah. They're not throwing.
They don't throw. They just dance.
Yeah.
They
stay on the
really?
Ground.
Yeah. They just dance. They all stay on the ground.
Thank you for that pro tip.
Hey, no one's getting thrown, man. No one's getting thrown.
Listen, nobody's going to throw you in dance.
Yeah.
You're just
voice of reason over here.
I'm helping you out.
She'll blow out a knee or something, though.
That's better than concussions. Let me tell you, from someone who's had a billion concussions,
yep.
It's
true
way
that,
better.
Josh.
True that.
Knees heal.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I'm still a little nervous. I don't see talking her out of cheerleading. She really likes it. So.
No, and you shouldn't. Like, when they find something like that, when they're young and they get really passionate about it.
She's a shy little kid, too. So she's like, she's into it. It was a 2-hour practice last night. And she was like, yes.
She's blossoming.
They don't throw her that high
yet.
She'll be all right.
Oh. I just want her to be safe, though. Be
I
safe,
do, too. Mama. And the mats that they put on the ground, I mean, not even a half inch thick. I mean, what's that going to stop?
Yeah, we need thicker
not
mats.
Not a damn thing.
Like, these are lifesavers. Yeah. Don't worry.
Not a damn thing.